You're listening to KNKX. It was Indigenous Peoples Day in Seattle this week, and schools have been putting an extra emphasis on Native culture. But some parents at the school with the highest concentration of Native kids are frustrated with the school district. They say a shortage of classroom space in the school's brand new facility threatens their kids' ability to learn. And the legal aid group Northwest Justice Project says it will file a federal civil rights complaint this week if the school board fails to correct the situation. 88.5 Youth and Education Report. Reporter Ashley Gross has the story.
This is the first school year for Licton Springs K-8 at its new site in North Seattle. The option school shares a building with the bigger Robert Eagle Staff Middle School. The school day has just ended and kids are streaming out the front door.
Who's getting picked up that doesn't see their person yet?
According to the state, 14% of kids at Licton Springs are American Indian or Alaska Native. Parents say the percentage is quite a bit more when you add in kids who are mixed race. Katana Lassart is a sixth grader. This is her third year at Licton Springs, and she likes it better than the school she went to before.
It's like less strict and like more accepting.
Her parents are both American Indian. Her mom, Myra Parker, is a member of the Mandan and Hidatsa tribes from North Dakota. She and her husband moved Katana to Licton Springs from a different public school in Seattle after what she says was a discouraging experience with a gym teacher.
He asked the students, and at the time my daughter was in third grade, to act like Native American chiefs in the gym class. And so they all ran around whooping and throwing fake tomahawks and shooting arrows and different things. And she really didn't feel valued in that setting.
So she was glad to discover Licton Springs. The school combines an emphasis on social justice with a Native-focused curriculum. This is the kind of place where kids come home from school talking about the Standing Rock Sioux protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and drum groups such as Rose Creek, a group from the Coeur d'Alene tribe, come to Licton Springs to perform. These schools are on the site of the former Wilson Pacific School, which used to house the American Indian Heritage School. The school district preserved the former building's iconic murals of Native leaders, including Chief Seattle and Sitting Bull, and they now adorn the new middle school. But what the district failed to provide, Parker says, is enough space for Licton Springs. Art and science are being taught in one room. The library is in the hallway. Middle school math is being taught in an open alcove off another hallway. Parker says it's distracting for the kids and not fair to them.
They're doing their best. They're trying to get to school and do the work that's required of them and perform, you know, because they're taking all these standardized tests and have to meet these requirements, but without the tools that they need, you know, and that every other kid is getting in Seattle. So I think that that's just, it's just inequitable.
Licton Springs K-8 is small. It has just over 160 kids. But that enrollment is up from last year, after Parker and other parents worked to recruit more families. The school has had different names and been threatened with closure in the past. John Chapman had two kids go to this school, and he fought to keep it open.
This school is going to have to keep fighting. And it'd be nice if we didn't have to.
The principals for Licton Springs and Robert Eagle Staff Middle School declined to do interviews. In a statement, a district spokeswoman said because of Licton Springs' small size, it has low student-teacher ratios, and the district spends substantially more per pupil than at other K-8 schools. But the district acknowledges there are space constraints and says the school board didn't allocate enough money for everything that everyone wanted when it decided to put both schools in one building. Earlier this year, the board passed a measure to provide space for up to 250 kids at the school. School Board Director Rick Burke co-sponsored that amendment.
My intent with the original resolution to explicitly call out 250 seats at Licton Springs was to recognize some of the places where they had been neglected or, I believe, underserved in the past.
He says small option schools such as Licton Springs serve an important role for kids who may not thrive in bigger schools. But he says he's heard about space concerns at the middle school, and he doesn't think he should dictate how classroom space is divvied up.
I don't believe it's productive for me as a board director to say they need one more classroom, they need one less. I think that creates a really polarizing culture.
But Licton Springs parent Myra Parker says her daughter's school is being shortchanged. She says American Indian and Alaska Native kids need support. Their families have historically faced many injustices.
There's been federal policies that have taken American Indian children out of homes. And as a result, families have been broken up. They have been institutionalized into boarding schools. Families, you know, were disconnected for many years. And we've had to try to heal from that whole process.
She says at a time when the district is focused on closing opportunity gaps, giving Licton Springs the space it needs is a way to help Native kids succeed. The district says two schools sharing one building isn't new and requires some adjustment. As Licton Springs grows, a spokeswoman says the district will revisit decisions about how the space is used. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.